Blog Talk Radio.
Peace to the God.
Peace to the law.
Hey, yo, there go that brother Grand Poobah. Heard that brother got nauseous.
Yo, Joe and Jay, brother. Yo, let's have that brother come over and add on to the site.
Manifesting thoughts with my infinite size, making sure this travels 23 million miles. The other trick to set the crucifix, because the heart of the problem is this.
Big on it, girl.
Preacher got my order, putting money in the pan for the rest of the week. Now I'm eating out of soup can. He has a home, drives a caddy to town. Has my old earth believing that he's coming from the ground. Slain of those who fought for what was right. Slayed of those who fell victim to the pipe. A drug controlled substance contained in a vial. About a devil as he looks and he smiles. Good at the game of trickology, but I have knowledge of myself, you're not fooling me. You see the answer to me is black unity, unification to help our bad situation. I wrote this on a day of wisdom power, all being born of myself.
God.
I won't diss the next brother to be paid if not my trade is just a plan that is designed by the colored man. Now I'm able to born to think this is the way of us. That's the way the devil wants it, so it is no fun.
It is no
it's
fun.
Just that sad old song. Destruction to stop our reproduction. Then put our wisdom before us.
Murderer.
That makes it wisdom knowledge.
Murderer.
But we need knowledge, wisdom to bring forth the understanding.
Murderer.
Code to freedom.
Murderer.
Power refinement.
Murderer.
Equality God built, destroy bones our cipher.
Murderer.
Can a devil fool a Muslim?
No, not nowadays, bro.
You mean to say the devil fooled us 400 years ago?
Why? Trade a meaningless interpretation saying that we receive more gold for our labor in his name.
Do we receive more gold?
God now cipher. It's time to drop the bomb and make the devil pay the piper.
True indeed, God, true indeed, God.
Mark.
True indeed, God, true indeed, God.
Mark.
True indeed, God, true indeed, God.
Mark.
True indeed, God, true indeed.
Sunshine.
Wake up, wake up, wake up.
That we can live much better than this. Nothing's changed, it's just another sequel. The devil's still causing trouble amongst the righteous people. Drugs in our community.
That ain't right.
Can't even get a job.
That ain't right.
Poisoning our baby.
That ain't right.
Lying who is God.
That ain't right.
Well, here's some food for thought. Many fought for the sport and the black man still comes up short. It's time to motivate, build and elevate. Blind, deaf and dumb, we gotta change their mind state. So our dip, dip, diver, civilizer, 85er. Gotta let them know the devil's a conniver. This is the plan from the brother man from the motherland. Now it's time to take a stand. I'll keep striving to do my duty to awake them to the universal family. I say assalamu alaikum. Yeah. Now I'ma do it like this. Enough respect to the brother John DJ. Enough respect. Enough respect to my brand new being brother. Bussin', Lord Jamal, God Allah. Derek X is on the flex. Alamo is good to go. Sincere, the God is in here. So move on, black man, move on. We gotta move on, black man, move on. Move on, black man, move on. We gotta move on, black man, move on. Now before I motivate, I'ma just say like this. Please, educate Allah's children with equality.
All right, man.
Pardon the mix up there, almost went into another song. We might have to listen to that one later, but man, haven't done this in a while, so bear with me. But this is Kevin Crosby, and you are listening to the first edition in a long time of Panther Power Chat Open Rant. And tonight's topic is going to be about buck breaking 2022. I see I already have some callers, and I'm glad you people are with me. I want to thank my sister, Kia. She helped me to get this going because I didn't trust this direct connect button. So thanks to her, we actually have something happening here. So I kind of want to jump in on this quick because we got some callers already and some more coming, I'm sure. So I'm not going to talk long. We all getting ready to be on talking here in the next 10 minutes or so. But I wanted to lay out what we're talking about. I used to lay out rules, but we're not doing that. And I don't even know if I'm going to take a break at all tonight because I want everybody to get heard because everybody needs to be heard. Okay. We in a situation again where we're looking at something, and depending on how you're looking at it will depend on what you're looking at. I don't know how many of you are familiar with the way a prism works, but that's basically what we've been looking at is a prism. You know, we see one thing, but actually our eyes are telling us we're looking at one thing, but we're actually seeing something else. And I kind of wanted to touch on that because buck breaking is not just for males. Our women went through it worse than we did. So this is about us all. But right now we are going to focus on what's been happening recently with some of our brothers. My brother Kanye, you know, thought he wanted some smoke and kind of felt himself and decided he wanted to, you know, put his inner thoughts out there. And, you know, Kanye's not afraid to say what's on his mind, and that's something I do appreciate about him. However, I don't always agree with what come out of that, out of his mouth, based on what's going on in his mind. But that doesn't mean that you don't get gold, because all gold and diamonds and all of that comes from pressure, dirt, shit like that. You know, it's in some dirty shit when they find it. They polish it off and it's worth something now. Kyrie Irving, my brother, he said some shit about the earth being flat. If the earth was flat, they'd have tried to push us off this motherfucker a long time ago. Okay, so we don't agree on that. However, Kyrie is my inspiration for the night. Kyrie Irving, just for those who didn't know, Kyrie Irving recently happened upon a movie. It's a movie now, but it was a documentary done a few years back, Hebrews to Negroes, okay? And I suggest that people take a look at it. If you haven't seen it, see it. You can damn near, actually, they're charging for it, but I think there's free copies still on YouTube. So I would suggest trying to check it out if you can to have a better context of why Kyrie said what he said. But I watched a video last night where Kyrie, this is after they had decided they wanted to try to punish him for what he said. Now, here's the thing. What Kyrie Irving actually did was this, and I want you to think of how simple it is what he did. He saw a post about that particular movie, Hebrew to Negroes, and he retweeted the post. And that started a whirlwind of shit for him because all of a sudden, a whole bunch of people saw it who felt they needed to react to it. And then they started to tell him. Now, remember, he's a point guard for the Brooklyn Nets. one of the best point guards, in my opinion, out there today. You know, I've always respected his game. And don't forget, the NBA commissioner is a Jew named Adam Silver. Adam Silver and the Brooklyn Nets decided that they were going to punish Kyrie for making these statements, and then came up with this completely ludicrous set of things they wanted him to do, meeting with rabbis, public apology, all of this. All of a sudden, he's got to, you know, hold up Jews, you know, to them just to prove that he's sorry for thinking a free thought. So my brother lost also today, actually. Nike decided to end their partnership with him. Now, don't get it twisted. We're talking about some money here. Kyrie's shoes sell, especially with him coming to New York with the Nets. Yes, he sells merchandise. So they have decided that they're going to end their partnership with him. Basically, that's the first part of this buck breaking is first we're going to touch your money, okay, and then we're going to pariah you to your people. The only thing is with this one comes with a different twist. This one actually comes with other stars, black stars, such as Shaq and Charles Barkley. They're, you know, calling him an idiot and saying, you know, basically he should have just sat down, shut up, and keep collecting his checks. Shannon Sharp decided that he kind of agrees with Kyrie, but he just feels like it should have been done a different way. The sad thing about this is, I don't know if a lot of you know who Alex Jones is. He's the one who lost a $1 billion lawsuit for saying Sandy Hook was fake and tricked a whole lot of his own people, white people, into making him a millionaire, selling them all of this prep gear for an upcoming civil war. He was a big proponent for Donald Trump. You know, Alex Jones is not the nicest guy. Right-wing moneymaker, a capitalist. He checked Charles Barkley and Shaq just for the way they acted with Kyrie Irving. And I thought that was amazing that, you see, you never know where it's going to come from. You just never know. Alex Jones is not somebody who I would have thought would have agreed with anything, you know, that might be self-thinking for us. Because really, Kyrie is being punished for thinking for himself. He did a apology through social media, and they feel that's not enough. I actually felt he went too far doing that. But I got why he did it. It's the path to least the least resistance, but at the same time, they want more, breaking the buck. So now that we can't get more people to talk crazy to you, you know, then what we're going to do is, and we're touching your money, now we're going to touch your reputation. So they've been, you know, all of a sudden Kyrie is big news for a man who right now technically has been suspended indefinitely. You know, and they're trying to find the business ties are already getting cut. He knew it was coming, though. He knew it was coming. You know, and the thing was that he knew that they were going to go hard on him, and he kind of prepared himself a little bit for it. He, you know, nobody's ready to be dragged through the streets like they did their Jesus. However, that's exactly what they want to do with him right now. So, you know, if they can dead his money, they start messing with the reputation, you know, take you out of your profession, you know, and act like everything that you did do or contribute meant nothing, you know, basically this. I'm going to open mics here in a moment because I'm about to go ahead and get disrespectful now. As far as the Jews go, I don't hate any human group on this planet. However, I have to say that those who claim to be Jew have not had a good run on this planet either. The whole world sat killed off what was calling themselves Jew in Europe. Nobody raised a hand, okay, to help them till they had to. And we all know that Jews have controlled the money. They've controlled the media. They help fund both sides of wars. They've done all of this shit. You know, to those who are Christian, they killed your boy Jesus, right? You know what I mean? So the Jews have a lot of, they don't have a whole lot of fans out here. But the one thing I do notice is we have a cancel culture that it seems to be more and more prevalent. And they have not, and I say this clearly, they have not been shy about canceling shit. Bill Cosby and among others. Anybody who they felt, you know, I'm thinking, okay, if I do a crime, does that mean that my children can't thrive because I did a crime? Because what we're looking at is a tax on generational wealth. Buck breaking. Doesn't it matter how far you got up that ladder. What matters is that they can take the ladder from you. It ain't your ladder. And that's the problem. Because we don't have our own ladders. We're just now getting into a realm where we have black billionaires. So a lot of rich people who thought all they had to do was get rich and life would be better are finding out that you're a nigger up there too. I'll say it again. You're a nigger up there too. I'm going to open some mics if somebody wants to jump in and help me keep these dice rolling. You are more than welcome. Okay, we got quite a few folks on, too. I'm digging this. All right. Oh, okay. This is a whole new setup here. I see you. I just opened your mic. Go ahead, bro.
Peace, brother. What's good?
My brother, what's going on with you? How are you, bro?
I'm good. I'm good.
Got any bucks you want to break today?
I beg your pardon, sir?
Got any bucks you want to break today? I was just joking.
Oh, no. No, but I do have a – I do feel like I have a something that I feel like I need to share. And I'm quite sure everyone in this audience and on this call, on this particular podcast tonight, would agree with what I'm about to say. Well, I want to preface it by saying that I agree with you wholeheartedly, brother. And I got to tell you, Kevin, I've been looking forward to this show and with your particular installment and your point of view, which is unlike any other.
Appreciate that.
Sincere, genuine, thoughtful, as well as informative. And so with that being said, you mentioned Shaq and Barkley and those clowns on the Alphabet Network. They have been like those slaves back in the day when they used to whoop the baddest nigga in front of all the slaves to make a point. And these two niggas, if they could, they would snatch the whip out of Master's hand. Let me help you beat him, boss.
Yeah.
Because this is what they've been trained to do. You keep getting your money while we whoop this other nigga. And it's that simple. And it's been going on for the longest time. But now that there's been a paradigm shift and a wealth of information that has been hidden that has been hidden from the Negroes. It's become quite very apparent that black folks are getting all this knowledge now and are standing up and fighting back for all the right reasons. And they, meaning the powers that be, don't want no part to that. And with all the cover-up, wait, hold on. Let me use, I'll give you a couple of examples. You brought up Bill Cosby and how they practically lynched him, long before they gave him some time and he did that bid. But also, here in Chicago, there was a former manager, Ozzie Guillen, in an interview, or maybe it wasn't an interview, I think it was a press conference, in fact. At a presser, he called the reporter a faggot.
Wow.
And you know what Major League Baseball and the Chicago White Sox made Ozzie Guillen go to sensitivity training. He had to do the whole LGBTQ,
right.
PCH, whatever. And it's similar to what they're trying to make Kyrie do, and as they've done with others. But I'm just using him as an example. And this is a man, Ozzie Guillen, you know, he's not black. He act like niggas. He does niggerish shit. But he's from Venezuela. And depending
on what shade he is, he's a nigga to them, though.
Exactly. And that's why they made him do that. Did they make Don Imus go to sensitivity training? Yeah, I know they fired him, but he landed back on his feet. Did they make Howard Stern?
In a world where you could do a podcast and get way more money. Look at Joe Rogan.
See? Another example. So
where's the punishment? You know what I mean?
There is none. There is none. There's some backlash. There's a small, essentially a slap on the wrist.
Yeah.
Don't do that. I mean, you can say, you can believe and say whatever the fuck you want to say when you white, when you one of them. Just don't do that shit publicly because there's cameras and recorders everywhere. And that's what they feel. That's exactly how they feel. You can do all this dirt you want. Just don't do it publicly. Don't get caught. Don't be foolish like that. But when one of us stands up for his people.
Yeah.
And has belief.
I mean, I'm looking at what they did to Jemele Hill because of what she said about Trump. That's why I said bug breaking. You don't have to have a for this one. Okay. You get buck broke, you know, the way they do women worse than they do the men. So basically what they're telling us is just take the money, shut up, and this will be over before you know it. And the moment that somebody says, hey, well, wait a minute, you know, you're doing, y'all, I just thought of something. And the first words out aren't, hey, well, what's your thought? Let's share it. It's how dare you.
Right. Exactly.
How dare you. So I'll put you back in the field since you obviously don't like being in the house. It's the way I look at it.
That's right on, brother. That's right on. And with that said, you know, you brought up Jemele Hill, and she wasn't the only one that ESPN dug their hooks into.
Mm-hmm.
And Rachel Nichols is white. And she's Jewish. She's Jewish.
Yeah. That's right.
And they took her out.
But that's because Jews don't have a problem canceling other Jews. They've done it in the past.
Oh, yeah.
We've watched it happen.
Yeah.
Any of them who ever stood up, a bunch of them in the 60s and they stood up for civil rights and stuff. Oh, man. Now, there was a lot of Jews who went down to help, But believe me, all the Jews back up top had told him, you best to stay your ass up here. If you go down there, they're going to kill you.
And it led
us to think that all Jews felt like those Jews. But not every Jew was as brave as Schwerner or Goodman. No, there was a lot that wasn't brave enough to go down and risk death to help get black people registered to vote. Takes us back to judging people by their character and not their color or religion.
Indeed. So, you know, I have another example, and I'll let everyone else speak, have their turn. Remember Colin Kaepernick took a knee, right?
Mm-hmm.
White quarterback, the same season, the season before, took a knee. And he said he took a knee during the national anthem. He said he was praying. And was honoring the fallen. But when Kaepernick did it, it's a problem. And then other players that you haven't heard anything else from. I forget the two other brothers on the team, Wright, and I forget the other brother's name, but they haven't been hurt. They were out of the league following season, or at least within a couple of seasons. And this was, what, in 2015, rather? So, So I'm just using that as an example of how Tim Tebow could do the shit. He could do the same thing. But say he's praying.
There's a difference between him, Tebow, and Kaepernick. See, Tebow is
All-American.
The epitome of what they want all of us to admire and try to be like. Colin Kaepernick, well, they don't want us to be like him because he actually had the nerve to think for himself just for a few minutes and do something that was silent and spoke volumes.
You're not supposed to be able to have free thought. You're supposed to fucking conform.
But that's what it comes down to. It's about all I see was all of these people doing what all of these Americans said that they wanted, freedom. And every time we try to exercise it,
you get stomped out.
Yeah. You know, and it's funny that the same ones who say the buck stops here are the ones who want to break the buck.
Mm-hmm.
You know, hold on, bro. I want to give you terms. One with me, man.
That is a contradiction in terms at all.
Exactly. I got another caller who want to get in. Let me bring him in. You stay with me, though. All right, bro. I'm
opened
here. Your mic. Cleveland, go for it.
Hey, peace, brother. Hey, peace, everybody. All power to the people.
Having a hard time hearing you, bro.
Okay. Let me see if I can do a little bit better for you. Here we go. Let's see. I got a headset in, so can you hear me now?
A lot better.
Okay. Hey, so all power to the people, everybody. To the listeners. Hey, peace, Brother Mark. Peace, Brother Kevin. You know I wouldn't miss this for nothing in the world, brother. So, and peace to all the listeners out there and everybody that was wondering about my well-being. I'm alive, well, still kicking, still in the
fight. Hey, bro, hold on.
And thank you for your
support. Are you on a speakerphone?
No, I'm not. I got a headset in. So here we go.
I'm going to ask you to take that thing off for a minute. That's what it is.
That's all it was. What about now?
Well, then I want everybody to hear you.
Okay, so what about now? We good?
My man, welcome to the party. Go for it.
Peace, brother. Yes, sir. Yes, sir, man. Hey, peace, everybody. To Brother Mark, if you couldn't hear me earlier, with all due respect, that was nothing for me. Technical difficulties,
peace,
but brother, peace to you. Love you, man. To the listeners, all power to the people, Brother Cleveland. I'm still in it. You know, if you're wondering about my well-being, for everybody that hit me up, so if I was all right, I'm good. just fighting the same fight, everybody. But listening in on this show, Brother Kevin, for one, this is like a super serious one, man, because the book breaking topic right now is really what should be discussed. So I can appreciate the content of this dialogue on tonight.
Right.
So where I want to start with this thing is anti-Semitism. And I don't want to, I know we spoke on this on a sidebar, but it's been pressed on my spirit, brother. So if you don't mind, I want to press on like maybe one or two topics on the sidebar without getting too in detail, but something that I feel like would be influential and beneficial to the people
No doubt, but I mean, you know, as a black man, as a buck out here, you know, we all are just possible for us to be broken. What are your thoughts, you know, before we do that, I want to hear your thought about that Semitic comment. Go for it.
Okay, so everybody's throwing this word around, honestly, you know, he's anti-Semitic. So what we need to do as a people, especially as a conscious people, we need to break down what Semitic is and what anti is before we combine it into a compound word and equate it to what it really is. So let's go with the topic for tonight with Kyrie, and then I'll add the brother Kanye to it. Now, in the past, I've been guilty of saying, you know, hey, fuck Kanye. I ain't fucking with Kanye. But as time goes on and his message comes out, regardless to how he relays it, and we talk about it, Brother Kevin, you put me on this movie called Cosmic Slot, and everybody was saying the same thing but had a different way of saying it. So it caused conflict.
Right.
And that's all my
exactly.
bad. And I say that nationally to everybody. And Brother Kanye, if you listening to this, or anybody that knows him, my deepest apologies. And I do sympathize with you, brother. And I'm all for mental health. No check.
You don't have to do that. I mean, I feel you, but you don't have to do that. He about to buy Parler, and that's a right wing. That's where they did most of the planning for the January 6th. I mean, you know, everybody ain't going to get fixed at the same time. And now and then, you know, even the stupid kid gets it right. But go ahead.
Yeah, and I feel you on that, brother. But in the same sense, you know, that was my word, and I feel like I shame that brother nationally.
Right.
You know, and I feel like that brother right there is struggling with good and evil right now. And
exactly.
For him to even have a conscious mind in the least sense is a state of progress for our people because he has so many followers. So that's why I wanted to just push that apology out to him nationally, to anybody that knows him or if he even listens, if he even give a damn. This goes into your topic tonight of book breaking. See, once you start breaking that book, he's caught between spitting the truth and still tap dancing. And those feet get tired after a while. So now Adidas stripped what they stripped from him. You know, now he's starting to lose, NFTs and all the rest of this shit that they promised him. And now he's not a billionaire. He's like a millionaire. Like, who gives a fuck? Because the money is endless.
No,
for
he's
him
back
anyway.
Where he was. He's back where he
right,
was.
Okay.
He was worth about $400 million just off the music. He still got a catalog. He ain't hungry.
Okay, right. So here we go. So now you give him the bare minimum. Now you just eating the scraps from the table when you was actually somewhat sitting at the table. You was sitting at the table, but you weren't respected. So you eating like they eating, but they looking at you sideways. You dig? So it's like now he's like, fuck it, I'm tired of it, I'm speaking out. But in the same sense, how much more can we going to break this book because they known for being strong anyway. They don't feel no pain. So now they're going to make us fill our pockets. So it's going to either cost him his life or his pockets at this point. So if you're speaking out for the people and what you're speaking is righteous, then right on, Kanye. But in the same sense, you can't play both sides of the fence. And I'll digress on that one.
No, I agree with you on that.
Yeah, right. Like I don't want to get on a soapbox about it because at that point, brother, it is what it is. You know, you can't have one foot in heaven and one foot in hell and expect to – you know, piss gold. That ain't the way that goes.
Well, you're not going to stay warm that way. You're going to lose both your legs.
Right. Your mind, too, trying to balance it out, you know, because I feel you. But, you know, I'm going to get on into the anti-Semitic topic that I wanted to touch, and then I'll yield the floor and let another brother or sister touch the topic tonight.
And I can't wait to hear him. So, but yeah, go ahead.
Yeah,
I want you to do this Semitic thing because people need to know what a Semite even is. And for all of these Bible thumpers, I'm surprised that they don't know. But then again, they are reading a different version. But go for it.
Absolutely. So first off, I'll touch on, let's talk about the word Jew, and let's talk about the word Jewish people. And this is to the listeners, the brothers, the sisters. To be Jew is a true Jew. To be Jewish, ish is to be like. So to be Jewish is to be Jew-like. You're not a true Jew. So to be Semitic would be a true Jew, but to be anti-Semitic would be to be against yourself. Now, this is what the meat and potatoes of the topic is like tonight, people. We're talking about Brother Kyrie Irving. Now, let's go back to when he refused the COVID-19 shot. Since we're talking buck breaking, let's see if we can break his pockets. They couldn't break him that way. He still pushed on. They had to sign him. They started kicking. They were stinking the place up. You got that nice arena and you can't win. So you bring Brother Kyrie in. Screw it. We passed a law to where he can play or you know, hell, anytime they want to make money or need money, equating buck breaking to actually being a buck, it equating a buck to the American dollar, it all makes sense and it all line up. So if we buck breaking and you're a buck, and bucks in the United States, if it don't make dollars, it don't make sense. So when you're no longer valuable to them, you're useless, and they're going to break you down to your lowest point. And they've been at Kyrie Irving. They've been at that brother. And now, to touch back on the anti-Semite, you have to be against yourself. And if you know yourself, and if you awake, and if you do your true history, people, we are the true Jews. Not, Brother Cleveland didn't say the Jewish people. We are the true Jews. And if you are a Bible thumper and you open up, the first verse says, O children of Israel, I'm speaking to thee. Bible thumpers. And if you're a children of Israel, then you are the true Jew. You are the true Jews. It's no Jewish because there's nothing else like us. So how can that brother be against himself? He didn't say nothing against black people. So wake up before you judge him. Black people, educate ourselves before we scrutinize our people, and that's the problem today. We quick to throw Kyrie under the bus, but we'll still watch Harvey Weinstein movies that he produced.
All day.
Right. Let's get right. And that's called a Willie Lynch mentality that's been passed down from generation to generation. So if we're talking breaking generational curses, then it needs to start here.
That's
and I digress.
Bill Cosby's show saved NBC. And now you need Indiana Jones to find Bill Cosby on any streaming service.
Yes, sir.
Peacock don't have him. And I'm thinking, hell, he paid for Peacock back in the 80s.
And Tubi ain't got him. So try to find him on Tubi. And that's for free, whether you want to be a member or not. You know
but
what I'm saying?
Harvey Weinstein movies is all over the place. They can't get rid of Pulp Fiction. They can't get rid of all of those, but, you know, they put Cosby's ass in a can and put it in the back and didn't think twice about it.
Exactly.
And that affected all of the people that worked on that show because those residual checks, a lot of them was living off that shit.
Exactly. And they're going to live off royalties for the rest of their lives, whether this man alive or whether he here.
Yeah, but
there
was a time before they started fucking with Bill Cosby that – The Cosby Show was on somewhere in the world on pretty much every hour.
Right.
Now,
you're right about
like
that.
I said, you need Indiana Jones to find this motherfucker.
I got a shame. But
you know what I'm
that
saying?
Bug that's that bug breaking. And that's why I'm in a very good place that you touched this topic tonight, and I feel like this right here is something that needed to be put out to everyone, not just amongst ourselves, but to everyone, because it's something that needs to be discussed, and it's something that should be a wake-up call to our people. If we can side with the other side when it comes to scrutinizing certain things, then we should be just as hard on them as we are as our own people. R. Kelly, hey, bro, a pedophile is a pedophile. You know how I feel about that. Off with his head. It is what it is. But in the same sense, let's not be so quick to judge our people. And I'm the type of brother that believes in assumption. Let's take that back. I believe in assessment over assumption. Assess the whole situation before you judge these brothers. Let's not scrutinize our people and do the work of the KKK. They've been doing that shit long enough. They don't need no help to do that shit. At this point, we should be building each other up. We're strong people, resilient. We made it through a pandemic, allegedly, alleged pandemic. And right now we're going through a homeless phase. And this should be the time, if no other, to pull together, wake up, support each other, educate ourselves before we scrutinize ourselves, and build what they've been so afraid of. Now is the time or never. But our future depends on it. And I yield.
My brother, and I appreciate you. Just mute your mic. I'm going to keep you going with me. I want you to stay on. Brother Melvin, my brother.
Right on.
Go for it, bro. You got the floor.
All right. Peace, power, and love, family, Brother Kevin, Brother Cleveland, Brother Mark, Sister Kia. First, let me start off by saying, goddamn America and goddamn them fake-ass Jews. I just want that point to be known and to be understood because just like Brother Cleveland said, Jew-ish is to be like some people are black-ish, some people are white-ish, and they are Jew-ish. Any goddamn thing that's on this planet that is a pale hue is not original. The original look like you and I, and you can't skip around that. Brother Cleveland brought up a question a while ago. What is anti-Semitic? And it is defined as feeling or showing hostility or discrimination against Jews as a cultural, racial, or ethnic group. Well, when you got a country who makes up a fake people to cover up the real people, what is that? And then you have the country that made up this fake people mistreating the real Hebrews. Like Brother Cleveland said, yeah, we are
Palestinians into the ocean right now, you know?
Exactly. And the whole thing, I agree. I want to just kind of piggyback because we've got to be more supportive of one another and stop being so quick to chunk us in the trash like society does us, you know, and some of us do it quicker than. And I'm tired of these fake-ass half Negroes like Shaq, like LeBron. Like Charles Barkley, these Negroes who will put on a dress and makeup to entertain massa, because that shit's not funny to me. The buck breaking, that's part of the buck breaking. We can get this Negro here to do anything. We can get this Negro here to sell his integrity and see, I pay attention to people like Shaquille O'Neal, who has over 50 businesses. So whose dick is he sucking? Excuse my French, but whose penis is in his mouth for him to have this many businesses as a black man unbothered in America, unbothered by America? So we know he got his nose up somebody's ass. He's got some penis down his throat. And I'm not scared to call these fake-ass Negroes out, just like I'm not scared to call out these fake-ass Jews. We got people apologizing for shit that they're not even responsible for. Because Kyrie, for him to apologize is insanity. Because for one, he didn't make the film. He only found the knowledge in the film and decided to pass it on so others may gain that knowledge and discover who you really are as opposed to what society says we are.
Man was just trying to be better, that's all.
Exactly. This country, this goddamn America, is scared of its own downfall, and its downfall is right around the corner, and they know it. They see the signs of the time. They see us awakening. And like you said earlier, Brother Kevin, once you awake, It's hard to go back to sleep. It's hard to close your eyes to and go back to that slumber that you were once in once you really start uncovering this truth. And I said this earlier in a live, what we need to start doing is depending on each other. We ain't never needed no damn body but us. Everybody has always needed us and always have relied on us for something. And we, on the other hand, have never had true help from any ethnicity except ourselves. True enough, some people step up appearing to help us because it's something on the back end that they're after. But nobody has really stepped up and truly helped us in a way that's beneficial. That's up to us. What we've got to stop doing is relying on a goddamn system that ain't never and will never give us a chance to give us a chance. And start giving each other a chance. Like you said several times, brother, we got to start giving each other the benefit of the doubt and stop giving the benefit of the doubt to those who don't even give us the time of day. And see, the sooner that we can start picking each other up, better off we'll be. And we have got to clean up internally. When we start to clean up internally, the external bullshit that happens now will not even be relevant to the goal that we're trying to achieve. We need to get on code, just like these Jews got on code. And just like every time somebody says something or even thinks something, they get on code. These white people in America, these white racists, they stay on code. Seeing that's something that we're failing to do, and we're watching everybody else achieve what we should already have. And I'm going to yield on that.
My brother, I got a quick thing I want to say, and then my sister Kia want to get in on this, and I can't wait to hear what she got to say about some of this that's going on. I want to tell a real quick story just to point out how the system plays the division game and how we go along with it. As a kid, I loved watching movies. I still like watching them. You know, one of my favorite rap acts was built off the fact of their love movie, Wu-Tang Clan. Love them. Legends, okay? Bruce Lee was without argument, the man. And his nickname was the Dragon. Simple enough, right? There's a young man who was presumably almost as good at Kung Fu as Bruce Lee. His name was Ron Van Cleef. I'm going to tell you what Ron Van Cleef's nickname was, and then I want you to just let that sink in. Ron Van Cleef, upon meeting Bruce Lee, because he was so good at what he did that they flew him to Hong Kong to make movies. This is in the 70s. Don't forget when we're talking about, okay, or late 60s, early 70s. But Ron Van Cleef's nickname was the Black Dragon. Think about that. Go ahead, Kia.
Hey, what's going on? Okay, so I've just been grabbing from everything I've been listening to, and I'm trying to figure out where I want to start. I think first I want to address the topic of book breaking. My thought on book breaking, and this is just me sitting back thinking since the beginning of it all, past Kyrie, I honestly feel like book breaking in itself is an act done not for individuals, but for the collective. And what I mean when I say that is this, even with Kyrie, the book breaking is not even specifically about Kyrie. It's about the black people who he influenced. a common everyday day, though, we could say whatever we want to say, they don't care, you know, but a person with such a high platform, Kyrie's action is what they fear simply because he has the influence over so many people. So, break, of course, naturally, as book breaking has been, like, as you read in the Willie Lynch letters, the whole purpose to control the masses, they broke him. So I feel like even if he didn't have such influence as he had, or he wasn't such a big person that, okay, the world can put eyes on him, it wouldn't even be much of an issue. It's collectively they're afraid of, and I don't think it's necessarily just the Jewish people, it's the Neanderthal descendants of America, period. The biggest fear they have about black people is us wising up and actually knowing truth and uniting, okay? So if we can do this to this Negro, Ali Shaq and Charles Barkley, and I want to say Obama because I've been trying to figure out, I feel like he took a shot at Kyrie too, but in the masses of those Negroes who have it, who are up there in his tax bracket, it, you know, we got them right where we want them. Now we want to control, we need to make sure the rest of these Negroes stay in line as well. We as people, of course, regular people don't have as much to lose as he do, but that's why setting an example for him they're hoping would control the masses. But I feel like it's worked for so long, it's worked for centuries, but I feel like now in this time, this day and time, it's not working the way they want it to work. I feel like because so many people, even I've been, you know, I stream across social media and stuff, and I see even white people and even people who portray to be the Jew are actually acknowledging the truth that he's telling, you know? So I think that, I'm sorry, I'm trying to get this thing, my phone's dying. But I think it's all a collective act. Book breaking is never about the individual. It's about the masses. It's about trying to control the people as a whole. It's just unfortunate that it's always an individual that takes the hardest hit or what seems to be the hardest hit. But I admire him for knowing these things and knowing what was coming at him, but he still chose his sacrifice. I kind of feel the same about Ye. On one broadcast we did, you know, we were talking about him, and although I don't fully, like I said, I don't really agree with a whole lot of stuff he do and say, my thing is always the message by, you know, letting the way I feel about the messenger get in the way. He served his purpose as well. You know what I mean? I feel like him doing what he did really gave Kyrie enough oomph to go ahead and do what he felt like he wanted to do. You know, it's like a chain reaction. I wish more would fall in line. More people, and I can't necessarily say in power because they don't utilize it. We all, when we speak, and I tell you, in this nation, the dollar is power. So many of those people, I get so put out with that part of the black community that have it and absolutely do nothing. Okay, you do your scholarship funds. You might feed the homeless. You might donate here and there. But you really, what have you done? It is too much money within the black community by way of those who have it to not have been in push for. Why don't we have, you know, in certain cities or a lot of cities, where you people come from, pull your money together, you have your own hospitals. We have, you know, we have our own. Make more grocery stores available in your area. I would prefer to shop it could be a large chain grocery store, but if it's black owned, hey, I'm with it. You know, anything to try to give the power, the shift of power in our favor, and it could be done, but I feel like they absolutely have no cares in the world because guess what? I'm straight, you know? So I guess is how I think they look at it. Unless it's something in the contract that says I won't do anything to help better the black community as a whole. So, but yeah, that's how I kind of feel about that. You were saying something about Kaepernick, and ever since all this started, I couldn't help but think to Kaepernick. I always say Kaepernick kneeled so Kyrie and Ye could run. You know what I mean? Like he did. I don't feel like Kaepernick got the support he deserved when he did what he did. A lot of people say, oh, because he did it for self, whatever reason. As I always say, every little milestone, I think, is set in place to help us build where we need to go. And I feel like now is the time for us to stop dragging our feet. You know what I mean? It's every few decades, you know, or a century, something happens to be considered or what should be considered a major turn for the black people, you know, from abolishment to, okay, then look how long it took to finally do civil rights, and then, you know, it's like, so I feel like we've had enough long breaks in between. It's like at this point, pick up and just keep running with it. I just don't see no sense in, you know, this concept firing up and then it deadens or firing up, but what the hell are we doing about it? You know what I mean? But
I kind of want to keep you on for what I'm about to say because this involves every male on the call and every male you know and your male children and your dads. But
right.
One of the things that the American Jews pushed and promoted was circumcision.
Mm-hmm.
That's why y'all's dicks look like they look. Because whether most of y'all know it or not, especially up in the Northeast, we was born in a hospital, shit, 8 out of 10 times it was a Jewish hospital. And that's in Chicago and all them other places, too. You know, if you look at, you know, I'm a freak at times. I've seen some porn. And very rarely do you see uncircumcised dick.
Uncircumcised, and furthermore, the culture has made uncircumcised such a taboo thing. Like, you know what I mean? A man who's uncircumcised is like...
They made it normal. They made
what
their version of dick is, they made it normal so that everybody got it now.
Right.
They call it, they say it's for hygiene, but I don't really buy that because me and my dick, my best friend, that motherfucker going to be clean even if the rest of me is a little dirty. But that's something that they put, that if you were born in those hospitals, didn't matter what religion you were or none of that. You coming out circumcised. Sorry, fellas. I ain't mean to put that one on you, but it is there. Should be a good reminder, though, about what we going through. You know what I'm saying? Because we walk around with the proof in our pants.
Right. And, bro, I think we met roughly, you know, we came in contact about 12 years ago. That's when, right before I met you is when I guess I was exposed to the truth of, you know what I mean? And
right.
Okay, so I got an understanding back then that what the acting Jewish people used to identify as being Jew is religion. It's simply about religion with them. But the truth of the matter is, being a Jew isn't necessarily about religion. It's about a bloodline, and it's a people in itself. It's not a, you know, you practice Judaism or whatever you want to call it, because I had a conversation with a Jewish guy and he was saying, well, about black people of America, you know, wanting to have this claim, but they don't necessarily do what it takes to be it. I'm like, what does it take to be besides having it in your blood? He's like, well, I mean, as far as the Torah, I read it, but again, that's an act. You are acting. You are participating and something to have rights to claim to it, but we're talking about from the aspect of this is by blood, no matter what you do. You know, you can't, it's a difference. And to me, that's something that they fail to want to acknowledge. You know what I mean? To the rights of the Jew, the white passing Jews is what I call them. I don't know, at least I haven't put my finger on it quite yet, of why it is that white America can accept them as Jew, but have such a hard time accepting black people as Jew.
If you've lied about what a Jew is for well over 4,000 years, okay, then you kind of don't want to backtrack now, especially when it's been profitable for you. To know where the power structure is in this country, all you have to do is look where the money is. The chairman of the Fed is the one who controls interest rates and the money. And I can tell you this right now, 9 out of 10 times it's a Jewish dude. The board is mostly Jewish, if not all. This is why Israel gets money every day. Meanwhile, people here suffer.
Right.
That's why. Those hospitals that's in your neighborhood, they ain't owned by black people. The Jews put them there. the stores that you shop in, they're not owned by us. The Jews usually put them there. And if they didn't put them there, they're the insurer for the companies that do put them there. So if you ain't got right. good stores in your neighborhood, that's because the Jews have raised the rates there so high, the small businesses can't function there. They can't even open because they don't have the money to cover the insurance. You live around niggas. Suppose they get mad because we killed one of them and they burn the neighborhood down. So the rates go through the roof. So you can't open shit up in the neighborhood. We have to look at what the so-called Jew has done to impede our progress. That's what I'm looking at. And then to have the nerve when somebody does have the balls to say something. And Kyrie Irving, Melvin, I agree with you. He shouldn't apologize at all because here's the thing. He didn't say anything wrong. He didn't say nothing wrong. He didn't do nothing wrong. He retweeted a post. He retweeted a post. This is the same. Here's the thing. I'm not on Twitter or any of that. When I was on Facebook, shit, the word nigga, shit. You'd have thought the Klan started fucking Facebook the way I see nigga on there. Nobody goes, you know, if black people say nigga, you get sanctioned. If white people say nigga, it doesn't violate the standards. That's the world we're living in. So in a little weird way, they buck break us every day. When you go to work and your boss is fucking with you. When you go to the store and the clerk acting like you fucking with them. When you go to the doctor and this motherfucker, you know, looking at you weird and I got to trust you in my fucking drawers. I'll fuck you up in them, but still, I got to trust you while I'm over here with my ass out. All right. Okay. You know what I'm saying? I'm just being real. Every day right. we dealing with that shit, and if we ain't dealing with it personally, we seeing it happen. We seeing it happen, and that's you're right. The reason they do that one ain't because of him. It's so that the others get scared. Why do you think in slave times they wanted everybody out there when somebody got their ass whooped? They wanted everybody to see it. Why? It scared them. Now they looking around. There ain't no fence. Ain't no fences in Camp 8, boss. Why? Because we got the gun line. But since we got your mind, and if you did run away, you don't even know where you'd be going.
Right.
Then you stay. And you cope. And you take the abuse and you deal with it. If that ain't buck breaking, what is? What I'm bothered with is a whole bunch of my family from that time to now has watched this country in their time, their lifetimes, not really move at all. We're being sold a fucking illusion of freedom. But I'm going to shatter it for all of you. Ain't none of y'all free. You're not free. You know what you're free to do? You're free to get your ass up and go work tomorrow for somebody and get that money. So this way you have a roof to keep you from feeling this climate change that we're going through. And you get to eat half poisonous food because GMO ain't nothing but poison. I want to know that a worm want to eat the apple I'm eating. Why? Because that lets me know it's from the earth. It ain't some created shit. That's how I want. Freedom. If freedom is not that complicated, but none of us know what that is. None of us have ever been free. Want to know if you're free? Okay. Here's how you'll know if you're free. Take a ride to go get a taco at 2 o'clock in the morning in your underwear without worrying about the cops stopping you. For those who feel they're confident that that can happen, say something. I'll wait. See, you're not free. And that's the mind state they've been wanting us in. If we keep whooping each other, nobody ever leaves. We stay there and beat each other for their entertainment, for their purposes. It doesn't benefit us. All it does for us is further drives the bullshit that they've been putting in us, that we don't matter, that we're second class, third class, no class, two-fifths, three-fifths, all of that. We didn't even benefit from none of that shit. We ain't benefited from nothing that this government has ever dropped on us. What do? You free to work for them? You know, you free to work for them? Is that, that's what you want? That's your freedom? You free to let them jail you on land you own? You know, you free to do that? You free to watch them treat you one way and treat others another way? We don't have an anti-lynching bill, but yet there is an Asian hate crime bill, and it's a law now. It's a law now. Go ahead and beat them old Chinese people up now. Watch what happens. Watch how much time you get for that. Meanwhile, a cop is going to shoot a black kid, and he ain't going to do a day. He's going to get a book deal, a few other things, some time off with pay, administrative duties. That's what that shit mean. They still getting paid. Yeah, they killed him. Still making money. They slaves, too. They just don't know it. They really don't know it because the badge and the gun makes them think they're part of it. Their part in it is minimal. Once they get everybody in line, they don't need cops. And now that we're going to a digital currency, oh, your slavery is about to be like the metaverse. Digital slavery. Social media, money, travel, cars that drive themselves, all of this shit. You're being sourced out. You just don't realize it. But you are free to watch it. You are free to watch what they do to you. So the only sheep are the only creatures I know that you can run off a cliff, and they'll all just keep falling off the cliff. That's why I hate that term for us, because we're not sheep. We are not sheep. My brother Cortez has said, you know, we've time to just, you know, find the lions. I agree. Problem is, the lions are among the sheep. You got to wake them up, because they don't know they fucking lions. That's where we at. Buck breaking in 2022 should not even be tolerated. And yet, we're watching it happen more often than not. And I'm getting a little tired of seeing it myself, you know. So, I got a couple of, I got to get my brother on here. I'm opening your mic, Ozzy. I think that's you. I'm pretty sure it is. Can you hear me, bro?
Yeah, I can hear you, brother. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Floor is yours.
All right. Hey, peace to the family after revolution, but peace to the family. It's not disheartening because it's expected at this point.
Hey, I'm having a hard time hearing you, bro. It's coming through a little choppy.
How about now?
A lot better.
All right. Yeah, it's not so much expected, but it's disheartening because we've seen this so many times before. You know, from Isaiah Washington to, you know, the present day, and even before then, you know, we've seen it before from, unfortunately, the same people. You know, those that don't believe it, I watched the documentary, and it's 3 hours long.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you might get tired of it because it's actually basically talking about a lot of information that a lot of us know. Now, I learned a few things this morning, but a lot of stuff I already knew.
Right.
So my thing, I didn't see anything offensive about it. There's nothing offensive about it.
So, right, exactly. You know, it was really just the research he had done and him putting it together.
Right, right.
Yeah.
So, my thing is that, if you're not standing with our brother right now, then, my thing is that you're for the other side. And unfortunately, I've had to talk to a few brothers that, don't get it. They don't get it. So, those people, I'm not even wasting energy on at this point. I just say my piece. Let them go do their research if they want. If not, hey, stay over there with them. We good.
Right.
We good over there. Because I know the people that are out here that, understand what's going on.
Right.
And most of them are paying. And then come to find out that the dude that was arguing with me the most, he's actually a cop. So, black cop, you know what they say. KRS taught us. So, it's just really nothing new about that. So on that, I'm going to land my plane. And I'll let somebody else speak, brother. But, we definitely have to stand with our brother, Kyrie. And for right now, I just hope that he go ahead and retire from the NBA and go support Ice Cube's 3-on-3 league. That'll be the best thing that he can do. And on that, I yield.
Yeah, I like that. That ain't a bad idea. I feel like this. I feel that we've all been broken to a point that it's almost like when they took down the original Panther Party page, when Facebook did that, that was to me a form of buck breaking, which made me really want to, whoop Mark Zuckerberg's ass, because I'm thinking, for one, you're a little lonely motherfucker now. You created this bullshit and you're affecting the world and negatively. You're exposing all of us to a bunch of shit. It's good to be able to talk with your family and all of that, but all the other shit that come with that, the prices that people are paying for it, it's not worth it. It ain't worth it. And the fact that he's become a billionaire off of it, okay, whatever, And here's another, so-called Jew, And the fact that, by design allowed this thing to be the way it's designed, that the true Semitic people getting whooped up and fucked with on there, canceled out, pages took down, constantly being, you done this, and we're 7 days sanctioned, 30 days sanctioned. One chick got sanctioned for a year.
Me?
A year.
Noticed.
And, I'm just like, people sending their ID in to prove who they are. I'm like, first off, why would you send your ID to these motherfuckers?
Right.
Who the fuck? What are they doing that you need to send them your ID when they ain't sent you theirs? So I'm like, this is what they make money off of, is information. You're giving them I wish I would send a copy of my ID to some social media platform. I wish I would. No. And then what they doing all the time, fucking with people, fucking with your pages. But see, the thing is, they've created addictive personality disorder in us. It's easy to addict us to shit and to get in. And once everybody else thinks it's normal, then they think they're abnormal for not being on. I see people who have a YouTube video. Yeah, man, I'm late to the party. I should have done. You're apologizing for keeping your right to think for yourself. Why would you do that? And that's because the system has created an environment where thinking for oneself is not truly pushed. So when somebody does it, then they go to that game of the crazy are sane and the sane are crazy. And that's the game that's been played on us. They got us praying to a Jesus that don't exist. They got us tripping on white Jews. They got us tripping on each other. My hip-hop music has went from let's have fun to let's shoot each other. Let's then the drug dealers took it over. Now the drug users got it. I don't even understand hip hop, really. Kind of like Trevor Noah said, most of these rappers sound like Joe Biden with music. And I agree. I am bothered. Maybe we need to take hip-hop back to cocaine times when motherfuckers was woke and could do shit, you know? This shit we got going on now, I'm not happy with, but it dumbs us down. I look at how the children love that music, you know? They love that music. That to them, man, that's the greatest invention ever. I'm like, no, it's really not. And this is not, this is a bastard version of it. This ain't even the original. But they buck broke rap a long time ago. It ain't ours no more. It's not ours. It don't belong to us no more. Okay? It's just what it is. You know, Marvin Gaye and music like that, I still love that because that was just a creation coming from somebody who actually felt like they had something to say. I'm waiting on DaBaby to say something that I can use. I want to be able to quote some of these little motherfuckers, and I can't because they ain't saying shit. And they're making more money than ever. What would Rakim and guys like that be worth in today's market? But see, that's where the problem came in. Because when you have rappers like KRS-One and Brand Nubian and them saying something, they thwarted that with gangster rap. They pushed it to a crazy point to where rappers were being killed at a high rate. You know, I don't think it's weird that all of these rappers you never heard of are being killed in Houston and Atlanta and all these other places. Half of them, I never heard no music from them. But they're killing each other. And the crazy shit is, what makes it easy is social media. Because what are these fools doing? Here's where I'm at, you know. Come get me. Yeah, I said your mama. Yeah, I said it to all my 30 million followers. Yeah, fuck your mama. I'm thinking back in the day, you could get your ass whooped for a week straight just saying a joke about somebody, mama. So, once again, another form of breaking us. And what I really wanted to do this for tonight was to show how many different ways we're being smashed on. And when I look at somebody like Kyrie Irving, who has enough money to say, fuck it, and keep his mouth shut, even if he walked away now. And I have to appreciate that he's still sacrificing because he still's talking. There's a video he did after this all started, and I think it's the best thing I've ever seen. And I got a copy of it. I suggest everybody check it out because it's worth it. It inspired me. And I thought he was out of his damn mind talking about the flat earth shit. But the shit that I saw him say was from the heart, and it was the truth, and it was shit that we need to hear.
And that's what they
it
don't
was
want.
A mix of everything that I've been hearing from all of my brothers and sisters who were serious about wanting us to be in a different place. When I was listening to it, I heard things my brother Melvin had said. I heard some things that me and Ozzy, oh, man, how many times did we talk about this shit? And then I thought about that, me and Kia, everybody that I talk with you guys, you know, so I know what we talk about. I remember it. And when I was listening to this brother, I heard it all. I heard everything. And the way he ended it, it was worth it. It was worth it. And he was unapologetic. So all the shit they wanted, he didn't give them. He didn't really give them what they wanted. You know?
I think that was Ozzy just speaking last before you? And he was talking about, how he was talking about, you know, which everybody keeps saying the same thing. He didn't say anything wrong, especially after people reviewed the documentary. But that's the whole point. it's not the fact that he said anything wrong. It's about him saying something right, so they want to shut him down. You hear what I'm saying? Look how many people jumped on that wagon before even ever reading the book or looking at the documentary of, oh, he, especially the amount of black people. It's, and look how many
but
people
they
the all.
But that's the problem. Like, okay, imagine we're on a plantation, and I find out that all the overseers don't have no bullets in them guns. They don't have no bullets.
Right.
They just got the guns. They got the whips, but they ain't got no bullets.
Okay.
And I let y'all know that they don't have any bullets. What do you think happens?
Right.
He get rushed.
And that's the part that I wish so many more people would understand that, you know, especially once they view it, you know, and it's like, oh, my God, he didn't even – exactly. So that lets you know how these people play on our top. It's not about what he did wrong if they know he doing right. They already know. And so
to tell you, I can tell you exactly
right?
what – let me tell you what would happen to me for telling you guys that there were no bullets in the gun. The few of us who try to get away, they're going to catch us because we don't know where the fuck we going. Okay. We know we're heading north, but we got a lot of slave shit to go through to get where we got to go. But we're not going to get there because some of them that's there, they're going to tell them how, you know, why they left. And when they bring me back, they're going to beat me in front of everyone. They ain't going to kill me. They're going to torture me. The reason they're going to torture me is to make sure that the rest of y'all never try to run, whether you hear about bullets or not. What this is, to equate this is to standing up. Everything that we see is being done to keep people from standing up. Most people know what's in that video. Like Ozzy said, most people know a lot of this already. It's the apathy we're trying to shatter. The apathy is what helps keep the fear at bay. But you got to get rid of the apathy in order to deal with why you even have any fear. You should have anger at what's been happening to you, not fear. And that's the problem. Because if you're fearful, then you just keep giving the bully your lunch money. You decide to fuck the bully up because you want to eat. Chill. Guess it comes down to choices. It comes down to choices, you know. At the end of the day, it still comes down to choices.
Definitely.
Everybody's got perspective, you know. But I'm going to shut up for a minute because I kind of want to hear y'all's thoughts. So I'm going to ask a question. What should you do when you... when you feel that vibe that tells you somebody's trying to do this buck-breaking thing in any form, be it somebody getting fucked with at your job, maybe a relative going through some shit, what's your advice? What would you tell them? And I'm going to take it around the room. I'll call you out, and I kind of want to hear your thought on what you would do, how you would handle that real quick. Kia, I'm going to start with you.
Oh, God, really? Okay, well, one, I always feel like from book breaking to whatever, if it's some nonsense or something that ain't right, one should be called out. The reason why it continues so long is because, like, even starting from, to me, the plantation, you know what I mean? After it happens, the Negro might whip some money.
Well, you're going to tell them they should stand up against it, or should they go along with it?
No, go along with it for what? That's our problem.
Exactly.
We have to get to where we start standing up because, and like I said, for the life of me, I don't understand why I get it, why it was so difficult for so long. But now, as I always say today, it's different ways of standing. Standing up doesn't necessarily mean always pulling your gun out, popping it off, doesn't always mean swinging your fist. As I've stated, this nation that we live in understands only two things, violence and money. That's it. They have no understanding for nothing else. So, therefore, sometimes standing up simply means stop giving these people power. In this nation, the power comes from the dollar.
and we constantly fuel them. We like their Wheaties. We constantly pumping them up because we constantly take our dollars and slave them out to them. We slave to get them, then we slave them right back out to you. Like, come on now. So for me, and I wish we would get collectively. We need a voice loud enough, like some of those people, Kyrie, Kanye, these big voices to say. And that's what it's gonna take. Okay, from here, where do we go? It's gonna take a big voice or a collective amount of those big voices getting together and saying, look, as of this date, we're done. We boycotting. We're not spending no more with these major corporations that we don't have to. All these designer clothes, name brand clothes. I was having to sit back and forth with this guy because, and I know what you stand on that too. You were saying it makes no sense to you, brother, about people burning, you know, the shoes or whatnot. And, you know, my thought on it was like, I don't care, burn them. Because I feel like, and, you know, I be far-fetched and sometimes I think a little deeper than I should. But that's what they done to us. The reason why we as black people stand here on this soil in such a state of confusion and turmoil of who we are and what we come from and what we stand for is because they destroyed everything about us except for the concept of slavery. So in my mind, even though it wouldn't happen overnight, same thing. My goal and my mission would love to see these major companies, especially starting with the ones that we know, that we already know fucked over us, excuse me, but like Nike, how they did Kyrie. We know they care nothing about it. Something corporations like this in bankrupt because nobody's purchasing and buying your stuff anymore. And ultimately, I say burn them. Because
hold on right there for a second, because you said something, and I kind of want to do something. I want to get some more folks in on this one. But you said something that I found interesting about the corporation, because I'm thinking, okay, but really the true power. I'm thinking of back when they did the March on Washington. Everybody always credits Martin Luther King and them with that, but it really wasn't their movement. It was actually a whole bunch of grassroots groups that had planned that march. They allowed Martin Luther King and them got paid basically to take it over, but it wasn't their march. So the true power still lies with the people. I'm gonna jump to somebody else real quick and see what they're thinking on that. Melvin, your thought. When we see buck breaking happening, you know, what should be our mindset at what we're seeing? How should we deal with that real quick?
I'll try to be brief. First things first, we need to learn how to get mad at somebody other than people that look like you. That's first thing. Because I'm just gonna, you know, keep it real and keep it kind of short. But
I love
we,
it, man. No, keep talking. Don't trip. Fuck it. We'll do another show tomorrow if we have to. Go ahead.
If we take some of that misdirected anger and direct it toward what we're really supposed to be angry about, things would change. The buck breaking is something that could definitely, just like anything else, be stopped. Sister Kia, I spoke of you earlier because you've been bringing that to the table the last, on my show even, the last couple of times. The economics, the greed, the violence, it's all they understand. I said this earlier. If we stop spending our money with these big box companies, these corporations, these designers who don't even really want us wearing their designer clothes, who don't even really make their clothes for us.
Right.
Because a lot of the things that we can do to change the condition are effortless. See, keeping my money in my wallet is effortless. That don't take no effort at all. I just don't put my hand in my pocket, and I don't pull it out and spend it with these no-good corporations. We are effectively paying for our own oppression. Every time a young man is gunned down in the streets, we're paying for that because we continually put into a system that consistently – you said something that I kind of want to touch on, you know, the whole social media thing. And I kind of touched on this on the last show I did. Well, not the last one, but the show before, when I talked about the negative effects of social media and how social media plays the part and the role of America. And yes, they do the same thing on these platforms that they do to us in real time. Right now, my account that I've had for over 10-plus years is suspended. I haven't been able to get back on that old account at all. And I'm just to a point where, you know what? I'm not that scared nigga. I'm Nat Turner. I'm Medgar Evers. I'm Malcolm X. I'm Fred Hampton. And we need to catch the spirit of the ancestors and stop being scared of shit that they're already doing to us. And I yield on that.
All right. I don't know whose phone that is. Somebody's phone is doing something. They're having like an issue of some sort. I do have some other callers that did call in. You all are welcome to get in the convo. Press the one button, and I'll put you on. We would love to hear what you got to say. If you're here, then you were invited more than likely, and I want, you know, I want to give everybody a chance to say something. You know, I can see who you are, so, you know, if you want to get on, just let me know. You know, I got you. Let's see. Ozzy, I want to actually change that up. Cleveland, real quick, buck breaking. What do we do about it?
All right. So I do believe your original question was, how do we react when met with bug breaking?
Yeah, that's doing to something me, about to, it. That's the shit we need to react to.
All right. So first off, I'm going to start with, I'll start with this. And I firmly believe in it. And you know me, I'm always talking about doing things the diplomatic way. Well, first of all, I feel like when you dealt with, When you're met with buck breaking or a form of it, we first need to be equipped with education, because the war that we're fighting right now ain't just throwing fists and going blows, because the judge that you stand before may be the same judge that's the the cyclone. Can we hear me?
We almost skipped out a little bit. Say it again.
Okay. I was just saying, you know, when met with buck breaking or any form of it, for one, we have to be armed with education, and that's one thing that we as a people fail at. We do not seek a deeper education. Somebody can tell us something on the street, and we'll take that as its goal. But no, we need to educate ourselves. So that way, the war that we're fighting right now, it's not about throwing blows. It's not about who punch who the hardest. It's about who can outsmart who. And they've been playing that game for a long time, and the illusion is, yeah, keep on throwing fists, but throwing fists ain't doing shit but throwing you to the slave catcher, which is your local sheriff department, your local Birmingham police department, whatever local district you are in, they just throwing you to the wolves. And it's like taking the bait. They produce all this propaganda in these movies, and they teach you that being an old dog is what it is to be a real nigga, but you really got dudes out here dying to be real niggas. To get your face put on a T-shirt, to get your face put on a wall, to have somebody post some liquor out for you. But in the same sense, you have to value self first. And when you educate yourself, you realize that you're worth more than a T-shirt. You're more valuable alive than you are dead. This is what the industry puts out as propaganda and the rhetoric, and this is what we buy into. This is who we look at as our heroes, and that shit's got to change, people. And we have to meet all that shit with education. If you educated going in, it don't matter what the fuck they sell you. At the end of the day, you know better. And when you know better, you do better. And when you do better, you move better. And that shit reflects. And it's each one teach one. And whether you got one or two eyes on you, two or three people's eyes on you, as long as you affect that one and you producing positive energy, not only amongst your peers, but producing it down. Because one of the issues we have now is we say how wild the youth is right now. They just running wild. There's no structure. That's because they don't see it. If we talking about it and we not actually living it and not actually pushing it down, and let's not say what Brother Cleveland's saying is go force it on them, but when we actually straighten ourselves up, naturally. They're going to gravitate to that. Gravity keeps you grounded. Once we obtain that certain gravity and that certain education, once we meet buck breaking in any form, it's not going to be anything that's going to be able to shake us off of the 10 toes that we stand on. And on that one, I yield.
My brother, Mark, you still with me, bro?
I most certainly am, brother. And
you're up.
And I really, really appreciate this subject matter tonight and everyone's informed opinion and knowledge. Really, to answer your question, Brother Kevin, and you know me for a long time now, brother, and you know my approach and my mantra is fucking boycott the shit out of ass. You talk about buck breaking. How about we break their fucking bucks? When as a collective, like Brother Melvin was saying earlier, and you touched on it as well, and Brother Cleveland did too. Keep your money. Only spend your money with your people. Any day is a good day for a boycott. And if it could happen to the Montgomery bus system, it can happen to the entire system. If we
just keep
our fucking money.
Right.
That's my approach. That's the mindset that we collectively must have. And then they'll come along because, as Sister Kia was saying, the only language these motherfuckers understand is violence and cash.
Mm-hmm.
When I look at, say again.
Just saying.
But
I ain't got enough money to do it yet. But then again, violence.
I work in a high profile venue that's run by Jews.
Mm-hmm.
For the most part. You know where I work.
Mm-hmm.
And the company that I work for is a Jewish company.
Mm-hmm.
All their insurers, like Brother Cleveland mentioned earlier, all the insurers, they're all Jew. So I have to watch what the fuck I say when I'm at work. And I have a lot more to think of. I have a lot more to think about than myself because I have a lot to lose. I just had a baby, and I've got a lot to lose. But that does not mean that I'm going to stifle myself or zip my lip. And I'm going to support Brother Kyrie, and I'm going to tell everybody that I know to support this brother and to boycott the shit out of everybody. And then tell the motherfuckers, you did this to yourself, just like they do us. You did this
to
yourself.
I want to stop you right there, and I need you on this one because you said something big, huge, right, about where you work and who owns it and how you have to maneuver in that. Because that's all we've been doing. You know, our people have had to learn how to, through this system, and still be able to function what we know, feeling how we feel. We have mouths to feed, including, and nobody want to be sitting in the rain. We tolerate certain shit. And to me, that is a form of buck breaking because basically telling me I got to deal with something because I have to put my priorities, I have to prioritize something that's detrimental to me in order to feed my family. And this is just for you, Mark, on this one because you brought that up. Because I've been in that position times where, you know, I had to think, do I say something? Or, you know, do I keep my head down and, you know, act like I didn't see it? You know what I mean? And I'm like, when you have to feel it as a black man, where does that put you You know what I mean? Like emotionally, what place does it really put you in when it's happening? Got to think about that before you react like you would normally want to react.
Well, as a it puts me in a conundrum.
If you want, it's okay.
No. You know I wouldn't say no shit like that to you, brother, man. And I appreciate and honor the question. It puts me in the position that I assume at that time isn't the bend over variety. It's more of a double-edged sword or conundrum because, again, I have mouths to feed, and I experience every form of disrespect. I've experienced every form of disrespect on the job, and I've been working there a long time. I've seen other brothers get disrespected and reprimanded and bucked. And I explained to you the story about Ozzie Guillen. I was working there at the time, so I saw that happen in real time. And I refuse to, I won't, I just have to, I got to mince my words or just not say shit. And much like, you know, situation with the slaves and that analogy.
Well, yeah, I mean, don't feel like I'm...
Because
we all have had to do it. Every one of us has had to do it, just none of us are brave enough to actually put it on the table like that. That's why I appreciated you doing it. That's why I wanted you to, just for a minute, you know, take down a wall and, yeah, as a black man, how does that, you know, where does it really put you? And you ain't got to hold back, you know, give it to me.
and see, I'll fight this shit. And again, I support Kyrie and Kanye in their, maybe Kyrie was inspired by the documentary and from Hebrews to Negroes and it touched his spirit and it moved him so much that he posted or retweeted the link. That was all the brother did. And that seems to be enough.
Apologize
that
before seems he didn't do
to be enough to break out the whipping kit.
Right.
But when I say, and I got the courage enough to say this, you've heard me say this over the years. I open up my show with boycotting the number 381, and this is what it's going to have to take because I know it sounds ultra rational, but bloodshed ain't going to change it. When you take their fucking money, when you affect their pockets, their spirit will move. That's for sure. That's all I'm saying. And I die. And I yield. Thank you, brother.
My brother.
Yeah.
My brother.
That's my brother.
Go for it.
And I'm gonna say that I've had the pleasure or displeasure of being a union rep. So I've had to deal with, you know, this many times with some of the people that I was basically charged with helping them to keep their jobs. And if I, you know, saw, you know, if I saw white supremacy sticking its head out, long story short, they hated me because I was like the Malcolm X of the union reps. And they hated dealing with me. And, you know, they finally found a way to get rid of me, you know, because they didn't like my mouth because I didn't hold my tongue when it came to some of the little dirty tricks that they would try to make, you know, my people lose their jobs. You know, they knew I didn't play it. But I knew that I had the support of my brothers, you know, that would be like, hey, I know Ozzy's going to speak up for me. Now, if you came in there and you just did some dumb shit, there's nothing I could do for you.
You know, so, you know, my thing is that what I used to tell brothers, I said, look, man, you got to practice code switching when you come to work. You know, you rah, 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 and we know that. But I said, all of us, like Brother Kevin said, all of us have to do it. We have to practice code switching to survive within this prison that we live in. We all live in a prison. We know that. And I don't want people to lose sight of the fact that it's not just quote-unquote Jewish people. We're dealing with white supremacy. These
Thank
companies,
you.
Adidas started by Nazis. The Barclay Center, they own slaves. Come on, man. It's Jewish people, but we're dealing with ultimately white supremacy.
Right.
And unfortunately, too many of our brothers and sisters are brainwashed to the point where when we start talking this quote-unquote black stuff, that they turn off immediately.
Mm-hmm.
Meanwhile, you're going to, I had to remind a brother, unfortunately, you know, because he wanted to jump on some stuff about this Wakanda Forever movie. And I'm like, brother, I was like, it's no need to be mad. If people want to go see the movie, let them go see the movie. I was like, you know, it's still as powerful a message as it is, as the first movie was. I get that the black man isn't being represented in this movie. I get that. But my thing is that if you're a comic book fan, you get where they're taking the movie. So my thing is that it's not going to be for long. It's just for this time. And my thing is that what we don't do is we don't let ourselves fall into the programming. I watched The Woman
right.
King. I enjoyed The Woman King. It was a good movie. I know that it wasn't verbatim what happened. I get that the Homie tribe sold us into slavery, but at the end, when they figured out the trick bag, it was too late. They had already let the enemy in. That's why they're no longer here. But they did figure out that what they were doing was wrong. We selling our people to our enemy. We got to stop that. And we do it every day. I see our people doing it every day. We sell our people off to our enemy, just like they do it to Kyrie. And we can't do that. If you're not going to take a stand at least once in your life, then to me, you're comfortable living in this prison, in this system. And we can't do that. We all have to survive within this system. So I don't even fault Kyrie for apologizing. I don't fault Kanye for apologizing. Go back and do your thing. Make that money and make clowns of everybody who came against you.
Mm-hmm.
He apologized for his George Floyd comment. That was enough for me. I don't need to take nothing else from the brother. He's still goofy for his Harriet Tubman comments. He's still a goofy to me, but he apologized to the black people for his George Floyd comments. Kyrie apologized, even though he shouldn't have had to. But he apologized for the link. That's all that needs to be said, done. Anything else after that is overkill. We got cops out here that are getting time off with pay. They suspended my brother without pay over a link. Think about
right.
it. It's overkill. And just like the picture I posted about the, you know, with them having a black man in the middle of town square being whipped by the white man, and we sitting up here, and a child is watching this. Our children are watching this.
Mm.
Our children are watching this. That's the most hurtful thing about it, is our children are sitting here watching this, watching another black man basically be castrated in front of everybody. I don't blame Kyrie. He did it different than Kanye. Kanye didn't care when he spoke out and didn't recognize that, bro, you got other families depending on your income, on the income you make. You got other black people depending on the money that you make. You're a CEO of a corporation. You got a whole brand. That's the only thing I fault Kanye for. As far as Kyrie, he's probably got the same thing. He has an entourage that depends on the money that he makes. And I think he's smart enough to know that. So my thing, if he end up going back to the NBA, I'm not mad at him. Brother, do what you got to do. But I know, I still know where you stand, and I still know that you took a stand. You know, Kaepernick did the same thing. But the thing about Kyrie is that they've been after him. They've been after him since he decided not to take that shot.
Exactly.
They've been after him.
Exactly.
And they made it something real
that,
simple.
Yep.
He didn't take shot, and they've been after him ever since. And because now they're rehiring people in New York and they're giving them back pay, they owe Kyrie
right.
money.
Right, exactly.
If I was Kyrie,
right.
I would load
they
got
to give him some money, and they don't want to have to give him that money.
Right. So that's why they wanted him out of the NBA.
That's right.
And on that, I yield. Look deep into
no,
him,
my brother. I'll grab it from there. We're going to go for the touchdown now. Here's the deal, okay? Couple of quick facts, couple of black facts for folks who may not know. New York was ready to secede from the union as well. They actually made $200 million in that time's money worth of business and commerce with the South by insuring the slaves. So there was insurance policies on those slaves, and they were held by most of those Jewish companies up top. They didn't move the insurance buildings. The insurance companies all moved to Connecticut later, but they started out in New York. Okay, just so you can don't think getting to New York was a freedom land. It was just as bad as the South. Something on current events today.
One of the largest slaveholders in the Union.
Something that happened today, just so you, this is all about perspective. Just the only reason I'm saying these things real quick. There were several states that had slavery issues on the ballot that were being voted on in those states. Louisiana voted to keep slavery in their constitution as a form of punishment. The other states around did not. Vermont was one of those states that still had slavery in its constitution. They took it out as a form of punishment. Several others did as well. But Louisiana, in particular, chose not to. Perspective, okay? Just so we, remember where we at. To touch on what my brother said, about them wanting to get him for the vaccine. I want you to put it into perspective, okay? Several players that took that vaccine got sicker than a dog. A bunch of them that got the booster got sicker than a dog. Kyrie ain't got sick at all. Not a sniffle. They got very bothered with the fact that he didn't want to take that vaccine because once again, form of buck breaking is if we can get this nigga to do it, if the rest of them will do it. That's another form. See, it's in way more forms, and we deal with it every day. Every one of us gets affected by it in some form. Our children get affected by it. Our loved ones, moms, dads, brothers, everybody we love gets affected by it because it is as prevalent as breathing. It happens every day. When the news comes on and tells you that you as a black person pay more in interest to get a house than a white person, that's buck breaking because most people are still going to go to those mortgage companies trying to get loans to get in the house, knowing that they're going to get raped on it, but they go anyway. And that's what we got to figure out how to change that.
That's what's got to be changed
because if we keep playing the game, then they will continue to play the game on us. We have to stop playing with ourselves, people, because they're fucking us already. All right, folks, see what it says here. I got about 5 minutes left.
I'm going to thank everybody who called, because I'm going to let whoever has something they want to say on the way out, and we'll let it ride till it go. But I want to thank everybody who called in. I see a bunch of people who didn't say anything. We love you anyway. For some reason, somebody's doing something. I don't know what that is, but it's like a staticky thing. Either way, I want to thank everybody who called in and participated, those that were listening online. Appreciate you as well. You know, I hope we all start thinking and figuring it out. The challenge is, you know, communicate with each other. Don't be afraid to do that, because that's the only way that the messages get passed. You know, with that, I'm going to go ahead and shut up. Did anybody have anything they wanted to add? Now is the time. We'll ride it out till it kills us. We got 3.5 minutes.
I just want to say I want us at least to start taking this seriously about withholding our dollars. That's such a big deal for me. I really feel like that'll be the pivotal turning point in everything that we would like to have done, is that if we specifically learn to stop spending our dollars, especially in places we know it's not wanted. Hey, we already got companies to start with, Nike, Adidas, all that crap. For what? I mean, there are a couple black-owned shoe companies that I've been buying from the last couple of years, Nagash, and the other one is, forgot I just found this. I have to look at it, and, bro, I'll send it to you if we don't have time, but just simply stop. It's really not that hard. If we can get the whole mentality of wanting to keep up with the Joneses out of our head, it'll be a lot easier. You know, really with Nike, like in 14, they had like an anti-Semitic shoe that they released with an ad to it that made the Jewish community very upset. Nike refused to apologize and instead stopped distributing shoes to Israel shoe stores. And what did you hear behind that? Nothing. Not a thing. You can barely find anything on it on the internet anymore, especially since it was right at the pivotal, at the top of this Irving controversy. Now, in the midst of, you can't hardly find any information about that incident. But it happened. Adidas, German company, Hitler's camp, they made shoes for it. But then they turn around and act like, you know, they can't give the same grace that they received. But I don't know, like I said, it's all because we, to this nation and seemingly across other nations, we don't matter. So we have to start learning to matter to ourselves.
In the words of Chuck D, I like Nike, but wait a minute. The neighborhood supports, so put some money in it. The corporations, oh, they got to give up the dough to my town, or else we got to shut them down.
Shut them down.
Timeless, man. It's timeless. Control your bucks, and you control they bucks. That's got to be a T-shirt. If I see it, I need my piece.
I got a guy in Chicago to make shirts.
I just want to off all of that and say, yeah, it's really about our move and making the right moves from here on out.
Yeah.
And like I said earlier, we ain't never needed nobody. They've always needed us, and we need to recognize our need for each other. And I'm done.
No, been doing this for a long time, man. And my voice is pretty deep in Blog Talk and probably some other platforms. I found out this even goes on to iTunes and stuff. It's already connected, you know, so it's no telling who hears it, but it's definitely stuff that needs to be heard. Quick shout out to my brother Lee and to my brother Andrew. You know, I see somebody else there. I'm not sure who that is, but peace out to you as well. I do want to thank everyone who participated. I want to do another show next week. I want to go a little deeper, so we'll figure that out. But I'll let everybody know. I would like for you all to come on. Please join us. The answer's probably in your hand, you know. So what I need y'all to do, I'm sorry, I got a text. What I need y'all to do is be good to each other. Remember, revolution is in your DNA. I don't care what they tell you. you know. No more passing the buck. Y'all have a great night. I'm going to go ahead and we're going to close out. I know everybody ain't going to stay on and hear it, and that's cool. But I kind of feel like we need to remember what we're doing. You know, we need to really remember what we're doing. We've been played with for so long, it's time for us to stop doing that and stop allowing them to do it as well. So with that.
The year is 2020, the number. Another summer, get down. Sound of the funky drummer. Music hitting the hard cause. I know you got soul.
The information age got him seeing what's really wrong with these racist days. I honor the strong and pity the weak. Your thoughts run your life, be careful what you think. Haiti beat France in century 17. Salute Toussaint and Dessalines. And I do love France, know what I mean? It's a system I'm talking, nobody's agreeing. They say it's suicide when dead bodies are swinging. Cowards are hunting black men, that's what I'm seeing. How many toasters have been burnt down? And once Central Park was a thriving black town. Yo, Chuck, I'm fighting the power right now. Thanks to you, Flav and P.E. putting it down. Putting your life on the line so I can rap now. The next generation still singing Fight the Power.
Fight the Power. Fight the Power. Fight the Power.
Police think they Wayne, stick nine over the law. Yeah. Wanna give a short stick, but we really need a long. To the boys in the hood, ducking bullets and batons. From boys in the hood, triple K on the arm. Four fingers on my palm, screaming fight. Change the policy, defund, buy back our property. Yeah. You love Black Panther, but not Fred Hampton. Oh. Word to the Howards and the Aggies and the Hamptons. Yeah. They book us, won't book us, I'm book off. T. Washington, George Kilmore, 20. Think about it, that's 2,000 pennies. Yeah. The value black life, the cost of going to Wendy's for a four-quarter burger. Ended in murder. Fight for Brianna in the pain of her mama. Gotta fight.
Fight the power. 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 We got to fight the power.
Yeah, generations is how long we've been at war. The revolution on our platform. You break a man's mind in his back. Your solidarity is what I'm wearing all black for. For comrades who don't fought without me, it's not to try and change our thoughts about me or to redirect your reports about me. Dear white people, you should take a course about me. Cause is it the long ding-a-ling, four-finger ring? The sciences of the arts, the songs we could sing? I really wanna know why y'all so scared. Probably cause the promised land, we almost there. But look, I think of images that fuel my youth. Interviews by Craig Hodges and Abdul Raouf. Examples like Olympic black power salutes and Panther truth. I saw as I pursued my truth. If racism is the cancer, black thoughts the answer. Gotta get up off the back porch. Emancipate your mind, get your body back from ransom.
Come on!
And all black hands up for the anthem.
Yo, check this out, man.
Bring that beat back,
bring
man.
Bring that beat back.
People stronger than this evil, smashing your power structure, melanin royal regal, system designed to kill and unprotect, worldwide hit the streets just to get some respect, our fight and our rights for freedom will never waver, justice Breonna Taylor, salute Chuck and Flavor, still the same anger since Radio Raheem died, black power to the people, push forward pride.
Fight the power like it's an octo. Born to fight, I made it off the block though. Thought he had a gun and he was black, that's the combo. The police killed George having a convo. They killed Malcolm X, they killed Dr. King. They gave us guns and dope, they wanna stop a king. Trying to erase our history, stop and think. History class ain't tell us about Juneteenth. Cops don't give a damn about a Negro. Pull a trigger, kill a Negro, he's a key, bro. Fuck living life on welfare. The last one who cared was Obamacare, round 12. Nose kinda bloody, gotta keep fighting Trump through the North Korea. They respect violence. If you ain't trying to have your city on fire, put some respect on our name. We come from gold and diamonds.
Fight the power. Fight the power. Fight the power. We got to fight the power that we need. Elvis was a hero the most, but he never meant to me.